Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. We're on part two of our message series on what the blood will do for me and the sevenfold aspects of it. And today we're going to be talking about applying the blood. And now let me refresh your mind about what the seven elements or aspects of the blood are that we're going to be talking about the next few days. One, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Two, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Three, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Four, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, apart to God. Six, my body, Jesus. And that Satan has no power or place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. We need to testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood of Jesus does for us. In looking at this type of confession, we can see that we have to know what the word of God says about the blood of Jesus and what it does. Then we have to take it from the blood bank and get it into our lives. Take it from the blood bank, take in the transfusion and get it into our lives. There is a parallel for this application in the Passover ceremony, which was God's provision of deliverance and salvation for Israel. Look at Exodus 12, 21 through 27, where it talks about the father of each family who had killed a lamb, and that sacrifice that had been made was there, and they had caught the blood in a basin, and in this act demonstrated the tremendous responsibility that the fathers had in getting the blood in position and where it needed to be in order to be a, each and every father being as a priest in their own homes, ministering in a. However, it did not protect any Israelite family staying there. It had to be transferred from the basin by the fathers or the priests of the home to where the family lived. Means was provided. It wasn't efficacious. It didn't have any effect. But the father or the priest in the home would use that hyssop. And this plant would be used to move this over into position where it could be applied. This plant is common in the Middle East, the hyssop. It grows everywhere there. So they had to pick a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood, and strike it on the lintel and two doorposts of their dwelling, but never on the threshold. You are never to walk over the blood. With that done, the destroying angel could not enter the dwelling, but only those Israelites who were in their homes, they were safe behind the blood. They were protected by the blood. That was the only place of safety in Egypt, and it's only through the blood and the protection of the blood that we're preserved and protected today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I am protected from the adversary by applying the blood to myself and my family. I must take it from the basin, the blood bank, and apply it through the hyssop of your grace, and apply it to my heart, apply it to my life, and to see myself, my family, and others protected. I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood of Jesus does for me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, he continually cleanses me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your gracious sacrifice for me at the cross, in Jesus' name, and for each and every one of us. Amen. I hope that this message is a blessing to you today, and I pray that God will touch you and strengthen you in your walk with Christ. Please, if you need to reach us at the ministry here at CGMF, you can always reach us by emailing us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. And if you need to reach us by phone, you can do that as well. Our ministry number is easy to remember. It is 646 926 646-926-0401. That's 646-926-0401. We hope that the word is a blessing to you today, and we pray that God's word and his blood will be effective for you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.